For people living in a new country, a taste of home can be a powerful, emotional experience. All the more so when you've left your country because of war. Iraq has taken in about 250,000 people fleeing Syria's civil war. In the Iraqi city of Erbil, one of Syria's most famous restaurants is recreating the tastes of Damascus. NPR's Ari Shapiro went to visit.
Narange Restaurant keeps a list of the world leaders who've dined at its branch in Damascus, back in Syria. The list is at least 25 names long. That's not counting the movie stars who get their own page. Rumor has it Syrian President Bashar al-Assad eats at the Damascus location twice a week. I ask Bassam Awad if it's true.
He come when he need, not exactly twice, maybe one monthly.
Awad is food and beverage manager for Narange Erbil. He's been with the company for a decade and moved from Damascus here to northern Iraq about a year ago. His wife and son still live in Syria.
Yeah, it's so difficult. But when you put your fingerprint in another world and every people know this is Damascus cuisine, we're proud about that.
The original restaurant in the old city of Damascus is still operating. For that reason, it's a little complicated for the staff here to talk about politics. Steer the conversation towards the war, and Awad diplomatically says,
Let us speak about the food.
There is a lot to say about the food at Narange. The menu is a thick book with dishes from all over Syria. Some are familiar to Americans, hummus and tabbouleh. Others are distinctly local dishes, lamb dumplings in a yogurt sauce, a bowl of lentils with frizzled onions, pomegranate seeds, a green herb paste, and bits of dough that are both boiled like pasta and fried to a puffy crunch. When I ask Awad to describe the food, he doesn't talk about ingredients.
Narange is about how your mother cooking in the house. You have to put something from your sensitive inside the food.
Nearly all the ingredients, from the wheat to the olive oil, come from Syria. Even the hookahs that people smoke here are made in Syria, with Syrian tobacco. That gives the entire restaurant, from the sounds to the smells, a strong sense of place. Maya Elzen lived in Damascus for 13 years and went to Narange every weekend.
So it's like home now. We come here instead.
She's on a girls' night out with six of her best friends. It's a fun outing, but there's also a little bit of mourning for the Syria that's gone.
I know I'm not going to be able to go there anymore. And I always tell my friend, one who didn't visit Syria, they missed it. They cannot see it as it was before, which is a shame.
I came in earlier and I talked to the staff and they said, nothing is forever except God. This war will end. We will go back. But you're saying...
I don't believe it. Look at it back then. It didn't go back, and it would never go back again.
Narange now has six locations around the Mideast. And for those who've left Syria, at least those wealthy enough to afford a meal at a restaurant as nice as this, the restaurant is a sort of lifeline. Shadi Jabber is a Syrian plastic surgeon now living in Erbil.
They have big stuff from Damascus, so I am used to the faces.
You actually see the same waiters you know?
A lot of them.
He trained in France and would often fly from Damascus to Paris.
Every time I was going to Narange, the day before my departure, I have to taste their delicious food before my departure.
In Erbil, he now eats at Narange just as often as he used to. Whenever he's there, he posts about it on social media, and he gets wistful replies from Syrian friends around the world who don't have that taste of home. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Erbil, Northern Iraq.